I never was much of a diver. I was just too big and clumsy, I guess. But I'd get in there all right. Usually like I told you to, that's the way I'd land. And then we used to go in, we used to make a big run and jump off of a bank, you know, into the river and just throw our feet out and come down. And we called that spanking the baby. That's what they call it. Yeah, spanking the baby. I could get in that way all right and make another big splash. I never was much of a diver. There was nothing fancy about my diving, I'm telling you. Of course, we didn't have springboards and all these kind of things that the youngsters have now to learn to do those things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We used to put us up an old rope swing, an old rope up in a big old limb up over the river, and put an old single tree on it and just make a big run and swing way out there and get way out over the river and turn loose.
Mm. How'd you get the rope up there?
Well, some kid that could climb up there and tie it. Or throw it up over the limb. Anyway, usually you were some of the boys could climb. I wasn't no good at climbing because I was too fat, clumsy. But there's always some boys in the neighborhood who could climb just like squirrels. Hmm. But no trick to get the rope up there.
What do you say a little baby does before he can walk, when he can still go around the floor?
Well, he crawls when he walks. Yes.
That's a happy day, isn't it?
That's right. And I'll tell you, it's a sad thing, too, when you find out that a child can't even crawl. And that does
it. It is.
That does happen.
Yeah.
Because there could be some disability or something about their joints or something, and never crawl.
I think there's brain damage, too, sometimes. And it just
possibly.
It disrupts the whole business.
That's right. Can't balance ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you call that maneuver that you'd do as a child? You put your head down, kick your feet, and then flop over.
Well, that was turning somersets. And I've done that a many a time. Especially off the top of an old straw pile. That's a good place. Or a haystack. That's a good place to turn somersets. Oh, I've done that for hours at a time. Yeah. Wonder I hadn't fell off and broke my neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If someone got down on his knees, well, you were talking about the Catholic Church. What did you do there when you prayed? Did you sit?
Oh, you get down on your knees to do your praying.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
What did you say you did when you got down on your knees? I mean, what did you call it?
Kneeling.
Kneeling?
Yes.
You say we just kneeled down, or
that's
we just knelt down, or?
We knelt down, I guess, yes. That's right.
And if you were to stretch out flat, this is not in church necessarily, but you'd say, you do what?
If I'd stretch out flat on the floor?
Uh-huh.
On any particular side?
No.
Goodness gracious, wouldn't I be, is there some term there in the position that I'd be in? Is that the word that you want?
Yeah.
Well, I would be in a horizontal position.
Mm-hmm.
If I was laying flat on my back or flat on my stomach, I'd be in a horizontal position.
If someone wakes up hollering at night, you'd say he is yelling because he...
Well, he could be having a nightmare.